Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinions. So, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
Well, I'm having trouble hearing you. You're not. You're kind of breaking up your voice. What was your question?
Oh. Hello. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinions. So are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
All right. Thank you. So that would be a no. Perfect. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say that you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
Well, what was the question now?
Yeah, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th?
Well, I would, I probably will vote for Biden because Trump can't seem to tell the truth.
All right, so would you say you're probably going to vote then, or definitely going to vote?
I'll probably say I'm definitely going to vote for him because I can't. Trump tells us too many lies.
All right, thank you. So with which political party are you registered?
I'm registered, I believe, as a Republican.
All right. Well, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a postgraduate degree.
All right. What is your main racial background?
My main race? Is that what you asked?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
White.
All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
Well, I'm over 65.
Over 65. All right, thank you. So, generally speaking, would you say things in the Afalia County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, I don't know about what track it is, but I think it's important that we have leaders at least seem to try to tell the truth. Not ones that just run their mouth and tell up all sorts of stories.
All right. So when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So for the next few questions, we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
So the first proposal I'm going to talk about is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads... Okay.
What's it read now? What's the problem? Here, tell me again.
For sure. So the proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Flood Controlled Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and past recreation, shall Afalia County levy an additional 0.25...
Let me turn down the television. I'm having trouble following you. It's blurring so loud. I mean, I want to try to answer your questions accurately.
All right, thank you.
I feel. Just a moment. Do you have the clicker here, Mary? Got to turn that damn thing down. I can't hear anything. Where is it? This is hopeless.
Hola, let's begin to compete at the Olympic Games and represent the country.
Well, I can't. My wife can't locate the...
All right, I can speak louder.
Okay, well, I'm afraid I just fighting with this dang television that we can't find the clicker to turn off. Here it is. She found it. Turn the damn thing off. Okay. All right. Now, go ahead and repeat your question.
All right, thank you. So the proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive, Recreational, and Flood Control Land. And the ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitats, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Athalia County levy an additional 0.25 mil ad valorem tax and issue bonds payable therefore in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness, maturing not later than 20 years from issuance, bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yeah, I think I would vote for it, yeah.
All right. So would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Well, I'm not sure. I'd have to think about it a little bit more, but I might lean toward voting for it.
All right. All right. So now if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Well, we waste enough money otherwise. I think if it really buys some environmentally dangerously lose property, I think I'd pay $40 more for it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So probably, so would you probably vote yes in favor then, or definitely
yeah,
vote
probably,
yes?
Yeah, I'm not going to say I'd vote for 100%, but I think I would.
All right. Thank you. So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and cost the average Athalia County homeowner about $40 per year. So keeping in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Statement number one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $40 million, which would cost average Athalia County homeowner about $43 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands, about $100 million, which would cost average Athalia County homeowner about $57 per year, or I am fine with the current proposal, which would cost average Athalia County homeowner about $40 per year, or do you say you oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands?
No, I don't know how much I propose for it. That what you said first time about $40 a year, I could buy that. I'm not sure I'm ready to go higher than that, but I would probably support $40 a year.
All right, thank you. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Athalia County focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes, improving public education and local schools, dealing with inflation and high cost of living, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, reducing traffic and congestion, reducing property insurance costs, controlling growth and development, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, protecting water quality and water supply, or improving the economy and creating jobs?
I think most important thing now is to get this insurance under control.
All right,
legislature so far has done nothing, you know, meaningful about it.
All right. So
they talk about it, but they do nothing.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So do you think Athalia County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Is the state developing fast, slowly,
oh, no.
Too much?
Is Athalia County, do you think, in your opinion,
oh,
is it growing?
County?
Yeah, has it? Is it growing and developing?
Mm-hmm. I think it's growing fine. If the world needs to move on and we're moving on, you know, I think they're doing all right. They're trying. They got a lot of problems, but I think they're trying.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Athalia Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Athalia Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Well, I think if they can protect some environmentally dangerous land, I think they ought to try it. They ought to do it.
All right. So would you say you definitely trust or probably trust?
Well, I'm probably for it. I'm for it.
All right. Thank you. So there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Athalia County. But now if you could please indicate if you either strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. And so the first one is to provide recreational trails for walking, hiking, jogging, bicycling, and horseback riding.
I don't care about walking and walk along the sidewalk. That doesn't impress me.
All right. So would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Yeah, I would disapprove of that, yeah.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. No, strongly. I just don't.
Strongly? All right.
Great way to spend a lot of money.
All right, thank you. What about to protect working farms and ranches?
I don't buy that one either. I'm opposed to that, too.
All right, so also somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. To provide parks and trails.
To what now? About trails and parks?
Yeah, to provide parks and trails.
Well, I've read parks as trail bit I don't know about, but I'm not real much in favor of that.
All right. So would that be somewhat disagreeing?
Yeah, somewhat disapproving, yeah.
All right. Thank you. To protect water resources.
I strongly approve of that.
To acquire open spaces in areas of high growth.
I don't know what that means.
All right, no worries.
So I disapprove it. I'm not exactly that. Sounds like some politician is talking about something that he just wants to sound so good.
All right, understandable. So would you say you somewhat disapprove then, maybe, or somewhat approve? Or would you say
disapprove.
You just don't know?
I'd say disapprove.
Somewhat, maybe?
Yes.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you. To improve water quality.
I said I strongly approve that.
To acquire and manage environmentally significant land.
Well, I think I have to approve that if I think it's going to protect something. So they ought to try to get the environmental land. Yes, I strongly approve that.
All right. To improve flood control.
Improve what?
Flood control.
Flood control?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I somewhat approve that. Yeah, they got, you know, but the solution to that is just don't build in the swamp. You know, that's a simple way to solve that problem, but they don't want to hear about that.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. And after each statement, if you could please indicate if it would make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference for you to support the program? So the first one is, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Doesn't make any difference. The money's got to come from somewhere. Whether you claim it's because it's federal money, doesn't mean it's a gift. Somebody pays it, including you and me.
All right. There's a Citizens Oversight Committee that guides the County Commission in their decision-making.
I don't need a Citizens Commission. That's what the county's up there for. Now, stand up and say what they want and do it. If they get voted out of office, they're out of office. If they voted in, they did a good job. They don't need a Citizens Advisory Committee to take the heat off of them.
All right. So would you say it would make you much less likely to support the proposal or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
There will be an annual public audit on how funds are spent.
An annual public what?
An annual public audit on how funds are spent.
Well, yeah, we need to know where it went. Yes, I strongly support that. Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. So there will be a full public disclosure of all project spendings.
Yeah, we should disclose it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So that would make you much more likely then?
Yeah, that has to be done. I'm going to support anything that doesn't tell us what they're doing with it.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you some statements about statements that are in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. And for each statement, if you could please tell me if the statement is a very convincing reason to want to vote yes in favor, a somewhat convincing reason, a not too convincing reason, or not at all a convincing reason. And if it would make no difference, you can also mention that. So the first one is, Osceola County is one of the fastest growing counties in Florida, By preserving these lands, this proposal would slow the rampant development that is harming quality of life and driving up costs for everyday residents.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, ultimately, if you have a place to live that's pleasant, then people are going to like it better. So I don't think that's the thing that makes any sense.
All right. So would you say this is a not at all convincing statement?
No, it's not convincing me of anything.
All right. The changing climate is leading to stronger storms and more frequent flooding that affects our everyday lives. This proposal conserves our forests and wetlands that naturally absorb floodwaters and reduce the risk of flooding to homeowners and local businesses.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
All right. So is this a,
support that idea. Yeah.
All right. Is this a very convincing statement then?
Yeah, that convinces. Yeah, that's a convincing statement.
All right. Mm-hmm. Preserving natural areas, wildlife habitats, and water resources can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Athalia County.
Yeah, I think we get carried away with these quality of life issues. They just got to protect the people who get washed away in a flood and that. But that's a moderately persuasive statement.
All right. So would you say that's a very convincing reason, then?
Somewhat convincing, but not all the way.
All right, thank you. So outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for Athalia County each year. And this proposal would help boost the local economy, support our small businesses and agriculture industries, and create more jobs.
Well, I don't know what's going to provide more jobs, I think. I have no idea what would do that, so I don't know what that is. That's just a statement. It sounds like somebody dreamed it up in the PR business.
All right. So would you say this is a somewhat convincing reason then, maybe, or not too convincing?
Not convincing, no.
Not at all convincing or not too convincing?
No, not at all convincing, no.
All right. Thank you. With land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands dwindling, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildlife habitats for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development.
What was that about development? They want to stop it or what?
So the statement goes, with land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands dwindling, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildlife habitats for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development.
Oh, I don't think it's that bad. That there's 900-some thousand acres in Osceola County, so that doesn't impress me too much.
All right, so would you say it's not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not particularly, no, not convincing.
All right. This proposal is not a new tax, but rather a continuation of an environmental lands conservation program that nearly 7 in 10 Athalia County residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point.
That sounds good if that's really true, but I don't know whether it's true or not.
All right. So that'd be like somewhat convincing then, maybe?
Yeah, somewhat convincing, yeah. It's really true.
All right. This proposal will create new parks, trails, and recreational areas for residents to enjoy the outdoors.
That doesn't impress me at all. They want to watch something in the backyard.
All right.
How long is it going to take? I've got to go. I can't stay with this for long. Yeah,
Almost done. Yeah, we're almost done. We're about 80% done with the survey, so we have a few more questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide parks, natural areas, and outdoor recreation programs for children to play outside and be physically active.
And all this parks and that, just if they need some environmentally sensitive land to protect the water, they ought to get it. The parks. Parks carry me. Just seem like some sort of frosting on a cake that the, I don't know whether a park protects any land or not, because you got people parking there, you got people doing all sorts of things. I don't see how that helps anything.
All right. So would you say not too convincing or not at all convincing?
No, it's not convincing at all.
All right. Nothing is more important than having clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect drinking water quality by preventing runoff and toxic chemicals from flowing into Ophelia County's water supply.
I agree with that strongly.
$3.33 per month is a small price to pay to preserve and protect our water quality in some of the last remaining natural areas in Ophelia County.
I agree with that strongly.
All right, thank you. So, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I think I'd probably vote for it.
All right.
Probably.
So,
I'm not going to say strongly, but probably.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you, again, a few short statements, but this time it's a lot less statements. But this time they're against this program to conserve the environmentally sensitive lands in Ophelia County. So now for this one, it's just if you could tell me if you find these statements either being a very convincing reason to vote no against this proposal, a somewhat convincing reason, not too convincing reason, or not at all convincing reason. And if it will make no difference, you can also mention that. So the first one is, Ophelia County's taxpayers are already on the hook for nearly $700 million of debt, and this proposal would increase the county's debt by at least $70 million.
Well, we have to have the money from somewhere, and I don't, you know, nobody's going to give it. It doesn't float out of the sky. Somebody's going to pay for something. I like the idea, probably, so I'd say that statement's meaningless.
All right, so not convincing at all then?
Yeah.
All right. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. All open spaces and trails and parks are nice. We should first focus on the more pressing problems.
Well, I think one of the most pressing problems are the roads.
All right, so would you say it's a very convincing reason then?
Well, just said, I think roads are the most pressing problems. I don't think these parks and trails are so wonderful. I think it's important that we protect the water, we protect it from getting flooded out, and we have decent roads. We don't have any of this other foolishness going on.
All right. So that maybe be then somewhat convincing or not too convincing?
Not convincing.
All right. This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Some projects do well. You know, you got to give them a chance, I guess. You know, so that project, that word doesn't mean much there. That's just talking
All right.
about there's something wrong with everything, and, you know, if you ask people.
All right, so not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not convincing, not at all.
All right. With inflation, high gas prices, and skyrocketing costs, we cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Well, we didn't cause inflation down here. I don't know who caused it. Politicians in Washington of both parties put out $9 or $10 trillion. It's their fault. So I think we ought to get some new people up there.
All right.
Same two old fools they got running.
All right. So would you say this is like not too
not
convincing or...
No.
All right. We simply can't trust Ophelia County to actually protect these lands. They just allowed a part of Split Oak Forest land, where they said it would be protected forever, to be used for a new superhighway which will allow thousands of homes to be built, encouraging new sprawling developments. So taxpayers should not be spending millions more on a proposal like this because the county can turn around and allow that land to be used for other purposes.
I don't understand what that is, so it's not going to persuade me of anything.
All right. So that'd be not at all convincing then?
No, not at all convincing.
All right. Thank you. So now kind of just one last final time. Taking into account everything you just heard.
I'm leaving after this question.
Are you sure? We're about 90% done. So only like there's very, very few questions.
Done after this question.
All
okay,
right. So
go ahead.
All right. So would you be in favor of voting yes or no against this proposal?
Probably yes. I said I would.
All right. So if you have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would you say it is?
Pardon me now? I said I would vote for it probably. Yeah.
Yeah. But so if you have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would it be?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question.
All right. So would that be like you don't really have any hesitations?
I don't know. I said I'd probably support it. That's, you know, but I'd have to think about it some more, and that's what I said. And I've certainly listened to both sides, and some of it doesn't make any sense. So I guess that's the end of my participation. Okay.
Oh, are you sure?
Thank
We're
you
about
for
95.
Calling me, and I appreciate it. Okay. If you have any other closing comments, you go ahead and make them.
All right. Well, we only have like about 4 more questions left. So if you wouldn't mind saying,
please. No, I'm not taking any more.
I missed part of my supper. It's gotten
cold. I don't mind that because I think I have an obligation to these things, but this has gone too far. Thank you.
All right.